Blackstone Audio presents Evil Turns, a Madeleine Macklin mystery by Jane Tesh. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. Evil Turns is dedicated to all my theater friends, the Lenoir Rhine playmakers, the Surrey Arts playmakers, the Nonesuch playmakers, and everyone at Elkins Foothills Theater. No matter what the show is about, there's always drama. At dawn of day, I ride away. I'm here and there and everywhere. At midnight hour, when none can know, to join the witches' dance I go. Hocus pocus, witches' charm. If you move, I'll do you harm. Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck. Chapter 1. You wouldn't think there'd be a lot going on in a small southern town. After all, the weather is warm and muggy, the pace is slow, and people take time to say hello and ask about your family. They also take time to murder each other. I was sitting in my office this warm Thursday morning in May, the latest edition of the Saloja News spread out on my desk. Man found dead in local vineyard was the headline, followed by strange markings found on body. The story continued with details of an unidentified man discovered at Phoenix Vineyards by the workers early yesterday morning. Cause of death was unknown, and the strange markings were stars and odd symbols the reporter had decided were linked to witchcraft. The police were questioning members of Dark Rose, a group of young people whose names had been linked to a series of shady events around the neighboring city of Parkland. This was one crime I hadn't been involved in, and one I hoped Jerry wouldn't find intriguing. With his questionable past, his penchant for fake seances, and his ability to make anything into an adventure, a secret society and a body with mysterious signs on it might prove beyond tempting. Too late. My cell phone rang. It was Jerry, his voice brimming with excitement.
Mac, have you seen today's paper?
Looking at it right here.
You've got to take this case.
Unfortunately, no witch hunters have come to Madeleine Macklin investigations demanding justice. I've been hired by the local post office to find some missing boxes, and the head cashier at the dollar store suspects her husband of cheating and wants me to keep an eye on his activities.
Small potatoes. We need to look into this Dark Rose group. I'm almost through with breakfast.
Jerry Fairweather, my husband and reformed, I hope and pray, con man. Is it
sample complete? Ready to continue?